Lesson 14, Having Fun Together as Families. This lesson is designed to encourage us to strengthen our families by having fun with them. Introduction. Show visual 14-A, Having Fun Together Strengthens Families. Have the two assigned priesthood holders share their happiest family experience. Discuss what is happening in visual 14-A. Point out that an important part of the gospel is doing things together as a family. Elder Marion D. Hanks once told the following story. Young people want and deserve parents and a family they can be proud of. The influence of a good family is well captured by this account from an unknown source. It was a gorgeous October day. My husband Art and I were down at the boat landing helping our friend Don drag his skiff up on the beach. Art remarked wistfully that it would be a long time before next summer when we could all start sailing again. You folks ought to take up skiing like our family and have fun the year round, Don said. Doesn't that get pretty expensive? I asked. Don straightened up and smiled. It's funny, he said. We live in an old-fashioned house, legs on the tub, that sort of thing. For years we've been saving up to have the bathroom done over. But every winter we take the money out of the bank and go on a couple of family skiing trips. Our oldest boy is in the army now, and he often mentions in his letters what a great time we had on those trips. You know, I can't imagine his writing home, "Boy, we really have a swell bathroom, haven't we?" Where Art Thou? Ensign, June 1968, page 75. How did this family strengthen their family unity? Most of us like to spend our time doing things we feel are worthwhile. Work, magnifying church callings, relaxing, improving ourselves, all are important and take much of our time. However, these may not be the most valuable things in our lives. Think about how you would answer the following questions. Page 123 contains visual 14A. What are the most important things in my life? Do I spend enough time doing the most meaningful things in my life? How could I arrange my time so I could have more time for the most important things? The most important thing in life is the family. Sometimes we become so involved in our work and other activities that we forget what is most important. Sometimes, because of daily routine, personal interests, or poor planning, we develop poor habits and waste time which could be spent with our families. Families can be everlasting. No matter what our circumstances, we must find time to spend with our families and discover ways to improve our family relationships. What brings a family closer together? Caring, showing love, sharing, doing things for and with each other. Activities strengthen family relationships. Most of us can remember from our childhood the great joy of sharing experiences as a family. A mother made this observation. When I think back on my childhood and my teenage years, I recall with an almost reverent attitude those pleasant memories of the things we children and mother and father did as a family. I remember that in those days there wasn't much to do in the community, so we had to seek our recreation in our home. I wouldn't trade the memories of our family parties and other family recreation for all of today's theaters, bowling alleys, and restaurants. I am determined to do all I can to plan activities for my family that will bring the Lord's Spirit into our home the way the Spirit filled the home of my parents. I want my children to have the great blessings of having the memories that are so dear to me. Family Home Evening Manual, 1968, pages 184 and 185. We, like this mother, would like to provide good memories for our families, but the activities offered by the world outside the home are not always acceptable. Many do not build family unity and a closeness to our Heavenly Father. Church leaders, recognizing the growing need for families to do things together, have therefore counseled us to plan activities that will encourage family togetherness. President David O. McKay, for example, counseled us to make our homes attractive and have more activities there. Gospel Ideals, page 485 and 486. If we do so, our children will be happy and proud to bring their friends home, because home will be a warm, friendly, happy place. Page 125. What are some activities we can do with our families that will help us come to know our families better? List the activities suggested on the chalkboard. Add any of the following to the list. Write a letter to someone far away. Do it regularly. Make a family scrapbook. Make up a game and play it. Have treats after an activity. Have a night of singing. Have a hobby night. Help each member develop a hobby. Make a kite and fly it. Choose a book all family members will like. Take turns reading it aloud. Set a regular time for this each week. Have a family project to help another family. Identify the things this father did with his family. When I was called to be a mission president, I was fearful that at a most critical time in the lives of my 8 children, I might not have sufficient time to be a good father. I was determined that being a father was a more important call from the Lord than being president. That meant that even though I would dedicate myself to the mission, I would double my dedication as a father. I knew that in order to preside effectively in the mission, I must first preside well at home. I spent much time with my family, knowing they were the only ones who would still be mine at the end of my mission. If they felt secure and happy in the early days of our mission, things would go from good to better. One of the first orders of business was to throw a big rope over a high limb on the huge ash tree that towered over our front yard. A missionary climbed the rope and tied it to the limb. Thus, the giant mission home swing was born. With the swing came instant neighborhood friends for our younger children. A few months after our arrival, we attended a mission president seminar. Each president asked what he felt was his best idea so far, reported on some program which he felt had enhanced the work. When my turn came, I said, "The best thing I've done so far is to build a swing." Everyone laughed. President S. Dilworth Young was amazed and asked, "What?" I described the swing and explained that my major goal was to be a good father. The swing became my symbol of this setting of priorities. Later came a basketball standard and a sand pile. Our yard became a park where I spent much time with my children and where they settled for 3 happy years. I believe they will forever remember with joy their time in Kentucky and Tennessee. George D. Durant, Love at Home, starring Father, pages 18 through 20. Sometimes when we play together as a family, problems arise. Most people want to win at games and may get angry when they lose. Some may even argue or fight. One problem parents sometimes face is getting too serious about the game and expecting too much from their children, or being unable to choose equal sides that make all family members happy. At times, such problems may make us feel that activities are not worth having. But this is no reason to eliminate playing together. Families can grow closer together as they overcome differences. Problems should be solved in such a way that all will feel good about the solution. We should remember the true purpose of any family activity is simply to have fun. Families who do things together have close relationships. Through playing together, family members develop greater unity and love for one another. As they become closer, they learn to work together, discuss problems together, and pray together. Have a class member read the following scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. This scripture tells us that there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, including a time to laugh. No matter how busy we are, we should take time to relax and have fun together. Our homes should be full of laughter and smiles. Even work can be enjoyable if approached in the right way. For example, in families with small children, work such as planting a garden, cleaning the house, or washing the dishes can be approached as a game. This will keep enthusiasm and interest high. Such an approach can help us lead our families toward happy lives balanced between work, rest, and play. Planning family activities. Successful family activities are usually planned in advance. How can we plan enjoyable family recreation? The following suggestions can help us plan family activities. In a family home evening with all family members present, list the activities all enjoy. Most family members should be able to participate in these activities. Choose an activity from the list and decide on a time to participate in it. Select a date for the activity. Write it on the family calendar to avoid conflicts. Everyone should help plan the activity and receive an assignment to help prepare for it. How can we best carry out the activity we have selected? Consider the following ideas. Advertise the activity in your family. Talk about it with excitement. If the activity requires money, begin to save for it and let everyone contribute. Tell your home teachers about your plans. Involve everyone. Give an assignment to each member of the family. Do it. After having an activity, we should think about how to improve our family fun. We should ask ourselves, what would have made the activity more successful and would have brought us closer together? If we do this, we won't repeat our mistakes and can plan together to make the next activity even better. When we have an activity, we should record it in our family records and personal journals. Photographs and special souvenirs could also be included. Being able to look back and remember the fun we had together can help us grow closer to our families and strengthen our love for one another. In planning family activities, fathers should also plan to spend time alone with each family member. This is often the only way a father can develop closeness with his children. A child feels important and loved when his father makes the effort to spend time with him alone. As valuable as planned activities are, sometimes unplanned activities are the most effective. These occur on the spot when the time is right or when the family is ready. Such activities are valuable. We should never pass up the chance to take advantage of them. Families who play together. The following news story shows what children want most from their fathers. 326 school children were asked to write, without giving their names, what each thought of his father. The teacher planned to read the children's responses aloud in the next school meeting. Curious to learn what their children had written about them, almost all the fathers attended the meeting. They came in $400 cars and $4,000 cars. There were bank presidents, laborers, professional men, clerks, salesmen, farmers, merchants, bakers, tailors, manufacturers, and contractors. Every man with a definite estimate of himself in terms of money, skill, and righteousness. The teacher selected papers and read, "I like my daddy," from each. The reasons were many. He built my dollhouse, took me sleigh riding, taught me to shoot, helps me with my schoolwork, takes me to the park, gave me a pig to fatten and sell. Most of the children's thoughts could be reduced to, "I like my daddy, he plays with me." Not one child mentioned his family's house, car, neighborhood, food, or clothing. The fathers went into the meeting from many walks of life. They came out in two classes, companions to their children or strangers to their children. No man is too rich or too poor to play with his children. Adapted from a story by Bryant S. Hinckley in The Savior, The Priesthood, and You, Melchizedek Priesthood Manual, 1973, page 226. Playing together as a family often gives us the chance to teach gospel principles. Beginning our activities with family prayer will teach our children the value of prayer. Settling differences that occur when we play will teach them how to get along with others and to be considerate of others' feelings. Helping each other and working together as a team will teach responsibility and cooperation. Having fun together will help all family members build positive, happy attitudes. Over the years, family activities often become family traditions. Such traditions are established as families do special things together. Some families have family reunions. Others go on vacations, visit the temple, or go fishing or hunting. Still others form family bands or develop family hobbies. There are many traditions families can establish, and they are all valuable. They help bind families together. Ask the class to tell how playing together has helped their families. Ask the young men what they would like to do with their fathers and with their families. Some of us become so involved with work and church that we neglect our families. This is not pleasing to our Heavenly Father. One such man who spent most of his life in church service realized one day that he was losing his son. He had not spent much time with him, and consequently they were not close as fathers and sons should be. When he tried to teach his son to live the gospel, his son rebelled and became inactive in the church. But this good father had the wisdom to make time for his son, as he had with the older children before he became so busy. He didn't preach to him. Instead, he started playing with his son. He began to do what his son liked to do. They went to ball games together. They hunted and fished together. They camped out together. After 3 years of such activity together, during which time the two became very close, the son came back into activity in the church. He later accepted a call to serve a mission. This father learned that one way to reach a son is to do things with him. Conclusion. Our families are the most important things in our lives, for they are the only possessions that we can have forever. It is important, therefore, that we do that which will help us become eternal families. One of these activities is to play and have fun together, to balance the serious side of life. Setting aside time to play together will help us live the gospel better. Bear your testimony of the importance of playing with your family. Challenge 1. During family home evening, organize a family activity that will be fun for all family members. 2. Organize a family calendar and schedule specific family activities each month. 3. Do it. Play with your family. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Ask 2 priesthood holders, 1 adult and 1 youth, to tell about a happy family experience. 2. Be prepared to bear your testimony of the importance of playing with your family. 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 14, Having Fun Together as Families.